another round of severe and deadly weather. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. First to Arkansas, where a tornado tore through homes and businesses in the Little Rock area.
We've responded to overturned vehicles, heavy damage to residential and businesses in that community, along with downed trees, downed power lines, ruptured gas lines.
Delphone Hubbard is the fire chief in Little Rock.
We will help our neighbors. We will ensure that every Arkansan who needs assistance has it.
Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders. The weather is being blamed for at least four deaths in Arkansas and one in Illinois following a roof collapse at the Apollo Theater in Belvedere.
260 people were inside at the time. Officials say all 260 people have been accounted for.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez, some of the injuries are serious. Yesterday, President Biden was in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, where a tornado last week caused catastrophic damage.
We'll do everything that's legally within my power to do to be of assistance to the people in this community.
The president hasn't commented on the legal challenges facing his predecessor. Former President Trump is expected to surrender in New York on Tuesday following his historic indictment.
While the grand jury indictment remains sealed, the Associated Press is reporting that Donald Trump will be charged with at least one felony as part of his indictment over what prosecutors have called hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels and former Playboy model Karen McDougal.
Fox's Laura Engel. Pope Francis has been released from a hospital in Rome. He was admitted on Wednesday for bronchitis. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Some movement in New Mexico related to the battle over abortion.
The New Mexico Supreme Court temporarily blocks city and county ordinances restricting access to abortion from being enforced, ruling they shall have no effect until further order of the court. The cities of Hobbs, Clovis, Eunice, and Lee and Roosevelt counties passing ordinances limiting access to the procedure. State Attorney General Raul Torres asking the court to issue a stay and declare the ordinances void, calling them unconstitutional following Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signing an abortion rights bill overriding local restrictions. The court outlining a schedule for the case, saying briefs due in April should address what, if any, effect the new abortion rights law will have on the case. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
He's looking forward to getting back to work. Freshman Senator John Fetterman is out of the hospital.
Pennsylvania's new Democratic Senator John Fetterman sent out an email saying he's been released from Walter Reed after treatment for major depression. He said he will return to D.C. April 17th when the Senate is back from its break. Fetterman experienced a stroke while campaigning last year, and he also experienced auditory processing issues afterward, though he won the November midterm race. But in mid-February, he was admitted to Walter Reed Medical Center's neuropsychiatry unit. His doctor said in a discharge briefing that Fetterman's blood pressure was low. They saw no new signs of stroke, but adjusted his medication as he also went on medication for depression.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Legislation legalizing the use of medical marijuana has been signed in Kentucky.
Far too many of our people face the obstacle of having chronic or terminal diseases like cancer, or those like our veterans suffering from PTSD.
Governor Andy Beshear, the law won't take effect until 2025. Until then, an executive order on cannabis will remain in effect. Pam Puso, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.